Watch, agents and protesters rumble at Chicago ICE protest with 3 arrests and multiple injuries. By Lowell Coffee Law on September 20, 2025. A protest against an Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE facility in suburban Chicago Friday turned into a full-blown melee engulfed in clouds of tear gas as pepper balls and rubber bullets were fired to clear its entrance. One of the protesters, Democratic congressional candidate Kata Buizalele, found herself on the pavement after law enforcement pushed her back from an apparent attempt to block a federal vehicle leaving the facility. The demonstration took place at the Broadview ICE facility about 12 miles west of downtown Chicago. It quickly devolved into a battle with federal agents in tactical gear when a gate opened and a white SUV tried to exit the facility. Also in the protest crowd estimated at some 100 demonstrators was Evanston, Illinois Mayor Daniel Biss, who later accused ICE of intimidation of peaceful protesters. However, video appears to show a different story as a man dressed in a Captain America shield charged agents and threw tear gas back at them. At least 3 people were arrested and the tires of a federal vehicle were slashed, according to one report. After the gate was cleared of demonstrators, protesters who remained screamed profane insults at the officers who remained guarding the facility. "Was paying off your student loans worth it, motherfuckers?" one screamed. "I hope your children are crying," yelled another. "I hope your children are crying, you assholes." "Shit, fucking Nazi prick," someone screamed. "Go heil your Hitler," another shouted. At the end of the confrontation, as agents stepped back behind the facility's closing gate, protesters' insults devolved into a cacophony of raging F-bombs screamed at the top of their lungs. Immigration enforcement officials have reportedly arrested nearly 550 people as part of the Trump administration's crackdown on illegal immigration called Operation Midway Blitz, which began 2 weeks ago. "Every arrest is a testament to DHS and its law enforcement's dedication to enforcing the laws of our nation," DHS Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs Tricia McLaughlin told CBS News. "We will not be deterred by sanctuary politicians or violent rioters." Contributor Lil Coffee is the author of the New York Times bestseller House of Secrets and 9 other crime novels and nonfiction titles. See lilcoffee.com for more.